Would a congressional measure really create new jobs?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Senate is expected to pass a $40 billion jobs bill later this morning. The bill offers tax breaks for businesses that hire unemployed workers. Marketplace's John Dimsdale says the measure is being criticized as too little too late.
Businesses that hire a worker who's been laid off at least 60 days wouldn't have to pay the 6.2% Social Security payroll tax on that worker through the end of the year. But some say that incentive is too small to persuade businesses to add employees. Dean Baker with the Center for Economic and Policy Research says even in a down economy, companies hire and lay off 4 million workers every month. So the payroll tax credit won't necessarily go for extra employees.
Most of those 4 million people who'd get hired every month anyhow would qualify for this tax credit. So we'd in effect be giving employers money for something they'd be doing anyhow.
The bill, which has already passed the House, would also extend some of the highway and mass transit projects that were begun in last year's stimulus package. Supporters say this is just the first of several congressional efforts to create new jobs in an election year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
New environmental rules kick in next month to reduce lead paint contamination during the renovations of older homes, and a lot of professional remodelers are crying foul. Today in Washington, they're asking for more time to ramp up training and avoid big penalties. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
As of April 22nd, carpenters, painters, and others who work on homes built before 1978 will have to be certified to deal with old lead paint or face a fine topping $37,000 a day.
We don't think the EPA has done a very good job of getting ready for it.
David Steele is president of the Window Gallery in Augusta, Georgia. He says EPA has provided lead safety training to just a fraction of contractors who need this type of certification to do remodeling.
With the new construction industry already on its last legs, the one bright light is the remodeling side of things. And if work has to stop on two-thirds of the housing stock, this should be delayed.
We can't use these economic issues as reasons for not moving forward with a law that will ultimately prevent many kids from becoming permanently impaired.
That's Rebecca Morley of the National Center for Healthy Housing. She cites EPA figures saying compliance will add just $35 to a typical home renovation. Contractors say the cost is more likely to be in the hundreds. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Good news from the UK. Unemployment claims there fell last month at the fastest pace since 1997. European stocks are up more than 0.5% this morning. Yesterday, the U.S. Federal Reserve was mildly upbeat about our economy as it was leaving interest rates low. Asian stocks rose more than 0.5% today. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 rose 0.75%, and the Dow added 44 points, the sixth positive day in a row. The close was 10,685.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. By Discovery, from the producers of Planet Earth comes Life, premiering Sunday on Discovery Channel and narrated by Oprah Winfrey, 8 p.m. Sunday on the Discovery Channel. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
This week, the Federal Communications Commission unveiled its plan to extend broadband internet access across the country. The White House says it wants virtually every home and business in the U.S. to have high-speed internet. But how do you know you're getting all the speed you were promised when you signed up for a fast web connection? We're joined by Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's not that simple? Your velocity may vary?
Yes, indeed. Your speed may vary. And interestingly, the FCC is taking a kind of census of internet speeds nationwide right now. They want everybody to go to a website called broadband.gov. You go there and you can do a free test of your computer using the FCC system now to find out what the download and upload speeds are. In other words, how fast things come to your computer, how fast things go from your computer.
How does this test work?
Well, basically, you're going to connect to computers somewhere else because the FCC is trying to look for clusters of places where things slow down on the internet. And if you extrapolate just a little bit, you realize what they're also going to be looking at are the internet service providers in that area and whether they're meeting their promises of so-called up-to speeds. When you get internet service, typically they're going to say, oh, and your speed will be up to 10 megabits per second. But is it?
Are you up to speed?
I'd like to say I am. According to some of the tests, I'm over the speed. I talked to my internet service provider yesterday. I said, how can that be? He said, oh, well, you're turbocharged. What?
Sir, did you know how fast you were surfing?
Yes, exactly. I had no idea what that meant. But other tests I did showed me that I was a quarter of my up to speed. So clearly, there needs to be some kind of standard for these tests, first of all. But second of all, the FCC wants to create the same kind of system like when you buy a new car and there's a sticker on the window that has an average mileage. They want the exact same thing for broadband internet service. When you get the service, they want an average speed posted instead of that up to speed.
Isn't fast basically fast? Is there really anything at stake to figuring just exactly how fast you are?
Dude, if you're going to be downloading Avatar in 3D, you want lightning fast speed. If you're just visiting the Marketplace website, maybe you can go a little slower.
Okay, David Lazarus from the LA Times, thanks for bringing us up to speed.
You betcha.
And finally, a Virgin America flight to New York's JFK got diverted to an alternate airport on Saturday because of high winds. The New York Post reports passengers sat on the tarmac in Newburgh, New York for at least 4.5 hours. The plane's food supplies got so low, each passenger was only allowed 4 Pringles chips and 1/2 cup of water. Eventually, a local JetBlue crew boarded the plane. They announced that buses were on the way, and the passengers cheered heartily. Well, as heartily as you can cheer when you've only had 4 Pringles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Despite what David Lazarus suggests, there's lots to download at our website, including a jaunty little weekly video called the Marketplace Minute. That's at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.